Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Career Pathways. Wake up, everybody. This is Dr. Wynn Parker. Parker Pathways, Republic Broadcasting Network. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And the email address for myself is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And You can find chloramine causes cloud health damage at the header of the RBN homepage, and of course down at the left margin, along with other RBN good information, you'll find chloramine causes cloud health damage, which I exposed nationally in the year 2003, and of course is we're developing into a national movement to have a constitutional amendment. We have a right to vote where it goes in our food, water, and medical protocols, and also the national initiative concept, very firm on water that is contaminated into our food, which is called toilet to tap, to farm, to table. And, of course, the concept of a grand jury science of technology so that we're able to review the decisions that are made by bureaucrats. Some of the politicians, of course, that are making the promises that they are in these presidential runs are far off on the concept of where the targets are for the world and global management of our populations and what populations really mean and who really is involved in making decisions that affect our lives for years and years to come. And I don't know if it has gone noticed or unnoticed, but the New York Stock Exchange owner of the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, has announced an agreement to acquire American Stock Exchange for $260 million in stock, plus the proceeds expected from the sale of the lower Manhattan headquarters. This little transaction has more in the balance of the fulcrum of the stock market globally than probably anything else that's been moving since the markets fell. We're going to talk about this at the other end of the break, and we'll look forward to a couple observations about Texas. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and wanted to make sure that I mentioned a very close friend that was laid to rest on October 9th, 2006. And the reason I'm mentioning her now, her name is Helen Chenoweth Hodge, who is a representative from the state of Idaho. And the reason that this inspired person went to the Washington, D.C. and became a representative from Idaho. I credit her for really finding out and opened the little dots, which we try to do on Parker Pathways, of connecting different disciplines and many subjects. But she was able to connect the dots on the World Heritage Site signs that were around Washington, D.C., and what she didn't know what that meant, and Speaker Newt Gingrich's contract with America wouldn't explain it. And she was the one who exposed the United Nations owning the World Heritage Sites, which ended up including our national monuments, parks, water tributaries, and she was a real heroine. And this week, a lot of her work is coming to fruition to expose the concept of the United Nations control over the United States. There is a very famous confrontation that occurred with Senator Trent Lott, who invited invited Helen into the office and said, little lady, this is his exact words, little lady, we have just about all of you we're going to take. We went along with your little fiasco when you let you gut the FBI and the BATF over the Ruby Ridge deal, and we let you get away with that. But as far as this World Heritage Site dust-up, I don't ever want to hear about it again. Now, you go back to your little office, you keep your head down, and you do exactly what the party leadership tells you. You understand me? With that, she got up and walked out. And Pete DiMenci and Trent Lott, of course, the backers and supporters, says, well, you won't get any money from their committee. And she said, we don't need their money. And I'm telling you, this is the kind of guts it takes. And she kept her word, never dealt with Trent Lott or Pete DiMenci. And you can see it reflected in even in the Republican caucus. They didn't put any money back into their campaigns of hers, but she didn't care. And the people of Idaho kept electing her. And actually, she got $10 to $25 checks from everybody. I know about that. The point is, this is the kind of person that I'm talking about. And it just happens by coincidence that Parker Pathways today will be digging in with a lot of United Nations material that affects our food, water, health and welfare, and our very life expectancy. But she was responsible for the World Heritage Site exposure and showing Trent Lott and Pete DiMenci for what they really were. And my hat's off to her in the big sky. And she also had a lot to do with the whole concept of exposing out the eminent domain taking, which this week is being upgraded by the United States government. And it makes me sick when I hear the political candidates talk. As if you believe all of that, and you believe that in, it's shameful. It's shameful. The main thing to do is to make sure you know what they know. You stay involved in these political processes anyway, and you call them for what they are. A little side issue, of course, that's very important is another subject which has to do with weather. I'm really sympathetic for the bitter cold that is happening across America. And I'm particularly hats off to Tennessee from Greene County, Tennessee, how they're helping the people, giving them bottled water around the surrounding areas. And that's very serious business. I'll be talking a lot about that as we move along with future Parker Pathways because of the aquifer situation and the weather itself, and which affects the formation of food markets. And since there are droughts in food-producing states, and at the same time the bitter cold, the international market on currency futures and agricultural futures are being manipulated, and to lift the sugar prices Wheat right now in futures is on a bullish. That means it's coming up in that thing because it's 30 cents a bushel on wheat. And at the same time, the agriculture future on ethanol is $2.22 per gallon. At the same time, gasoline on the New York New York Exchange, as of yesterday, was on at $2.26 per gallon. A few cents off on the ethanol. And then at the same time, milk prices are at $19.30 per pound based on the metric system. Meanwhile, the manipulation of gold currency with platinum at $1,569 per troy ounce is being used as an asset base against the Netherlands' production of various forms of additives that go into the food. This, in turn, manipulates the sugar future to $12.45 a pound, which is up to what's called a curve up to the 68 cents. So what you have here are not formatted corporation manipulations, but global manipulations of situations that affect the concept of using as a front climate change in terms of the manipulation of the market and making the prices for energy based upon the manipulated margin, based upon meeting that has been occurring in the Mideast with President of the United States and other world leaders. So what you have is a demand for live cattle at an increased rate, the cocoa bean per ton at an increased rate, and soybeans at an increased rate. So these are futures which are being played against what the future price would be versus the manipulation of the market blaming it on the weather. At the same time, when the purchase of the New York Stock Exchange and Amex goes completely through, the Exchange Commission, the Security Exchange Commission, and the Justice Department will expect by the third quarter that this deal will go through. By that time, these manipulated prices due to the weather will affect our very lives and make moot the real issue of what we might call investment in our population survival, which will come under the United Nations Humanistic Development Index, which I talked about on the last Parker Pathway. So what we have here is real-world giant manipulation of concepts, real-world prices, populations, and concepts of things that have to do with what the new medical protocol that is being developed is called that human beings, as far as being affected from the medical side, are really a part of products of evolution. In other words, the elimination of race and gender will be flagged under the concept of as ongoing products of evolution, and you'll hear phrases like that every once in a while. In order to subdivide the DNA system and genetic typing of people for new classifications under the United Nations criteria. We will come back at the other end of the break, and we'll continue this discussion of human evolution.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I wanted to finish up on the concept that is very important, that's being into the emergence of to cover for the fact of the changes of the human DNA, the idea that patients in healthcare are to be seen as products of evolution, and the gene structures in humans in the past 500,000 years have changed more than in the past 6 million years that is documented from DNA, and the idea is that for instance, a gene that powerfully can, you know, influence asthma in India could be totally irrelevant in the United States, and there's some truth to that. At the same time, let us say that in men, if you have a breast cancer gene called VRAC, which you can find in women. If a man has that gene, then you may be increasing the incidence of prostate cancer in the male. Now, from this particular finding, and tie the dots into the concept of the seeing patients as products of evolution, we now place the idea of the developmental index from the United Nations to exclude the concept of age and now implant the idea of the control of the DNA system in an arbitrary way. I plan to talk about this in the future at great length, but the whole thing is that that's important information to have a gene structure to be placed as part of the chronology of your gene development within the population of where you are. So these are forms of developmental stages. What happens, and this Parker Pathways show is going to, again, present some startling positions. What would happen if there was something in our water, for instance, like deuterated uranium, which I mentioned with chloramine causes colloidal health damage, where it affects your thyroid, causes cancer to your thyroid, developmental systems of the lower intestine, colon cancer, 5-stage, 6-stage, and 7-stage. What happens if it changed the BRAC gene in the breast cancer of females? What happens if the calcium metabolism balance is increased or decreased depend upon the variability of the amount of radioactivity that we drink? Does the population product of evolution determine if there's any cell transfer that occurs within the body from the mother or from the male child to the mother? These and does the brain actually get changed as a result of harbored cells from one of the parents that's been activated by the contaminated water in the food from the toilet to tap to farm to table, which includes deteriorated uranium and the concept of the idea of the change of the stem cells, which are normally within the bone marrow? The United Nations position on developmental index would be that this person was expendable officially. And this show will go into many aspects of how this is determined. For those of you who have podcasts that are out there in the cold waiting in New England to have San Diego show up and play their high defensive game, their show starts at noon on keep the faith and do podcasts and follow this through. I have something I'm personally taking on to help the Pentagon, and the Pentagon is highly interested in the idea that there aren't enough young scientists and engineers for the defense and aerospace industry. And I feel that's the case, and because I happen to know that if you develop something within the aerospace and defense industry, it's going to filter down in a good way, even from NASA, particularly into medicine, and it's going to increase food processing in a better way. We're going to develop new ways to see how things are progressing in ways to lengthen life in a good way. And my contribution for the Pentagon's view is that a young scientist and a young engineer-minded young people can listen into Parker Pathways as a form of what is called the talking points of prototypes of information. And I welcome you to Parker Pathways. I know you're listening. I've been informed that what is called the next generation is listening. And I'll lead you well on a good pathway for Uncle Sam and hopefully save your life at the same time. We'll come back at the other end of the break. And 313-944-34, call in for this sandbox.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and it's January 20th, 2007. And I want to make a comment about the UFO that was seen by Fort Worth population in the past few days. There were actually two sightings. One sighting that the government completely suppressed, and the other one, but which was obvious to thousands of people. And then, of course, the other sighting, which made news. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that there is a process of what I call psychotherapy attacks that's going on with psychologists. For instance, the whole process here is that you take the psychology of people voting for various presidential candidates, and they're older age people that are voting for instance, let's say Hillary Clinton and her distortions of the healthcare system and the distortions of just about everything. 35 years experience. I never saw her do anything as a presidential person except have an East Wing and have a bunch of Air Force officers serve her coffee to humiliate them. On the Republican side, there were a lot of people there that there are people that have been in the Senate. They'd make good senators. They'd make good folks in terms of being very capable, same as the Democratic side. But the point is that the psychotherapists are claiming, well, the reason the older people vote for these distorters, they're called, is the fact that they have something wrong with their left brain analysis. In other words, the left side of the brain has more, from neuropsychiatric studies, has more detail orientation, and the right side of the brain has more conceptual side of the brain. And they're stuck in that left side of the brain. There is a process that's going on in terms of visualization that's happening with self-image, which means the neuroscientists are saying that a person who views themselves not looking good or feeling good are more stuck on the left side of the brain than not. And then, of course, there's attack on Scientology, which says, well, the people psychotherapy-wise and using Scientology for drug addiction is another thing, and you know, you can take care of that. I just want to let you know that I have nothing personal against Scientology, but any time you're asked to lose your affect, in other words, the basis of keeping your meter, as Ron Hubbard used to say, keep your meter, you're not going to have any reaction. And if you don't have a reaction within the neural system, you are not able to what is called determine which side of the brain is going to be more predominant. So that defeats that argument. So the whole thing, now we come back to UFOs. It's utterly shocking how the United Nations got into this one on the UFO sighting over Fort Worth, Texas. It was the idea of delusion and psychiatric delusion. And psychiatric delusion has many formats to say it. Well, they didn't see it. They don't know what the truth is. They can't believe what they see, and that type of thing. But I will say what I can talk about is the fact that in my heyday, when I had to fly in those airplanes with blacked out windows, I will say this much without violating all of those lifetime disclaimers I had to sign. Is that the world governments are just as baffled by the UFOs as everybody else is. But they know that they have to figure out a way to figure this out. And this is why in Parker Pathways I give little clues as to what we're doing here on Earth and try to tie this in with the other concepts, for instance, the new discovery of Planet X, which is a very large ice planet similar to Jupiter. But there's another problem in terms of saying, well, Planet X really doesn't exist. It's just a piece of ice, you know. And on the same day, the United Nations put out the psychotherapy concept of the UFOs that really wasn't seen. And then I bring this back to Carl Jung, who is one of the great psychotherapists of our time, who worked with Freud at the time, and he did an extensive study of UFOs. Then he admitted that he didn't see UFOs personally, but his patients had versions of UFO sightings, which are in part of the psychotherapy concept, and I wish I had time to go into the whole process by which Jung put forth his patients' allegories. But they're very profound. And the government took that work in 1951 and converted it to our present day, 2008, last week's discussion of how we perceive things in different ways and different objects. I have always reminded my government counterparts that I used to be with, what about the paintings in the Vatican, which were, and even Michelangelo's paintings of UFO-type objects in the sky. Of course, Jung will always say that this is part of a delusional concept which affected the mind and developed shape and concept to be changed into life. Now, the next day after the UFO sighting, there was a national blitzkrieg by the United Nations on the United States concerning Morgellons disease. And the whole concept, this is, if you remember, in the year 2006, it was just a little bit before 2006, I presented an expose of the concept of content of Morgellons disease, as they have these pustules and the concept of the little fibers that are coming out in the organisms and so forth. And I had broken the story then that really there, the far as I was concerned, this was a very outer space-looking object that were in these pustules and had to be taken very seriously. The CDC personally got on me for that, and of course this last week that's all changed. But I was talking about the different carbohydrate matches in there that no one has ever seen on this earth. Also, the fibrils have been suspected by some researchers to be plastic fibrils from ingestion of different types of PCPs in the body. And then, of course, the United Nations concept of population evolution, which I opened the show with, is concept that this is all part of a psychological standard of which people are delusionally on delusional parasitosis taken after the Morgellons case in 1674. So the whole process of this delusional disease is killing people, and also is part of the whole idea. If you can have a delusional system to have the kind of pustules that you have in your body, then you should be working in Las Vegas, actually. And you know, but the CDC is going to try to use the diagnosis as not idiopathic, but unexplained demophthophy, which means that the unexplained sores that won't heal. The idea of brain fog in the patients, concentrating on short-term memory, muscle and joint pain, and sensation of crawling beneath the skin. The medical profession out of CDC doesn't even believe this is a disease, yet 4 months ago, the CDC quietly put forth that they were going to study this seriously, and a lot of the Morgellons patients, of course, have been diagnosed as such as like that scabies or eczema or Lyme disease or delusional psychotic conditions. So the way they're going to do this is to give the CDC is going to give money to Kaiser Hospital, who is already a government contractor and has already been experimenting with people with this. So they're going to say, well, there isn't any hypothesis, so therefore the people are going to get these psychological tests. I am taking issue with all of it. These are real patients with real problems, and I'm offended personally, and my audience should be offended as well, that the United Nations has to put forth the psychotic delusional parasitosis concept. If we have patients who have greater concentration, like one story out is more around San Francisco because there are more wetlands, I think there's some validity to the fact of the wetland concept. But the media controllers didn't want to put the rest of the map out to the public that you know that they were dealing with close to 2 million people. And the map shows, which they don't want the public to see, and areas in Midwest, down to the South, in Florida particularly, a lot of patients there. And now it's spreading up into Canada, which is a colder climate. So Morgellons patients, you can call the show at any time. I'll be glad to discuss it with you and your care. And how the United Nations and the government system is treating you, and I'm serious about it, and I'm very interested in the patients in South Carolina because they have had a lot of problems that are a little bit different in Morgellons. And Kaiser Hospital System is going to do the dermatology tests and, of course, psychiatric evaluations. And this is going to be done in Oakland, California. But I'm telling you, and you got to wake up, everybody. This is a global concept of who lives and who dies and how it develops and where people are concentrated in different population systems. Now, if you add this to the new bacteria, which is a form of a new strain of staph bacteria, this looks like a staph bacteria would, but it has a different cluster under the microscope, and it can cause skin and muscle tissue destruction, very similar to flesh-eating bacteria. It's called USA-300, and the gene structure is named after the researchers who found it, Purdue Remington. And so it's USA-300 and FPR-3757. And this is a perfect example of the mutations that occur with the staph bacteria. And this is a concept that is a skin-to-skin contact. So this means that now people who have AIDS or have other kinds of immune deficiency on the MRSA infections that have been confined to hospital patients, these resistant staph are an added family to the USA 300 staff. And if you touch the skin of an open cut or abrasion or an open sore of someone who has an immune deficiency concept, it would take, it can be passed. So the difference as the antibiotic system for against the staph. This is not some passing fad. This is not something that will be taken care of, bingo, you know. This is going to take some very sophisticated DNA analysis of the specific strain of the methicillin-resistant staph or the USA 300 or the MRSA bacteria. And so a lot of times there are going to be antibiotics that are being prescribed, and then rather than wait for the test, there's going to be a mutation that will occur within that. So these toxic proteins that are carried by these SAF that are real called killers, those toxic proteins have to be triggered. So if you have any form of antibiotic treatment that may affect the skin surface, you can also affect your whole system, which gets us into what we'll be covering in terms of who sets the protocol. This is why the constitutional amendment for what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols, this is a perfect example. And also my concept of a grand jury for science and technology, because these decisions that we have now, they've slipped into being placed into the United Nations purview in the real world. And one of the facets of this is the fact that there's a film which is called Life After People, which is being played on a lot of stations around the United States. I call it a United Nations film, even though the United Nations doesn't admit any money that's gone into it. But it's all human beings are vaporized instantly and leaving everything else exactly as it is today. You know, the idea of the massive die-off of dogs are in the film. The concept that the Hoover Dam turbines stop, and wolves and bears roam the streets, and weeds are already sprouting, and the whole sign of human civilizations are just swallowed up until 1,000 years hence, and then there can be no discernible signs that we are here. This is the theme of the same United Nations that says, well, water is a right. And I've come along in the year 2003 and say, well, if water's a right, then why don't we have a right to vote what go, you know, how we use our water and what goes in the water? The whole point of life after people is based upon the fact that the water supply and rats and squid and trees are more lovely than humans, and they deserve the water. And this primordial soup is covered up with what's called virtual second life, video life after people. That's the prognosis for population evolution the United Nations wants us to have. Wake up, everybody. We'll see you right after the break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. And if you don't think that the psychology of the United Nations concept and the personal psychologies of agencies that control our water and food supply, water districts being sold to foreign governments, food supply being altered by the policies of what are called now quasi-government agencies. And just take a look and flip on the other side of a movement that is connected with this, which is really called being banned from your church, where preachers and this is why the Obama candidation of the priest is very important to listen to. Not that I got anything against Obama, but I sure have a lot against the process that's going on in this country on the banning of people, which is an ancient practice where churches now are exposing people for their own prerogatives. Of course, in 1992, the Reverend David Hocking was a Protestant minister of the Calvary Church in Santa Ana, California, and he was banned. 1431, Joan of Arc had to have a post Calixtus III of on a pope on a post Homerus trial, a sentence reversing her her burning at the stake in 1456. Of course, Michael Servetus, who was a Spanish theologian and physician, was banned from the church based upon his theory of circulation. He was denounced by John Calvin and as a heretic, and he was convicted by the Protestant Council of Geneva, and he was burned at the stake. People in this country are being banned from their churches just for attending the church. There are a lot of cases that are more open. Auburn, Alabama, Fort Worth, Texas, and Nashville, Tennessee. So there are a lot of processes here. Excuse me. Leo Tolstoy, who was a Christian anarchist, he was excommunicated by the Russian Orthodox Church. That was in 1901. And, of course, you have Adam and Eve from the biblical story for disobeying God, and they were excommunicated in their own way, which I found interesting, how excommunicating from the Garden of Eden. But a lot of these examples are used in the banning and the shunning of people from churches in this country. And they're based upon the concept sneaking in the idea of Islamic fascist concepts within the pastors, within these various church groups, no matter if they're Baptist, Protestants, or whatever. And I really recommend that you listen to the pastor who's done the most excommunication, it's something that I'll give a website to, how Pastor Burke, who started this whole thing, a whole process on a case where he shunned Carolyn Caskey for reading her Bible in an Allen Baptist church in Allen, Michigan. This has got to stop. And when we come back, from the other end of the break, why, we will begin some serious business, as we have in the first hour, that we've built on, and we'll take it up a notch on all of these issues, what happens to yourselves, United Nations, and being banned from churches. We'll see you at the other end of the break, my audience, and we'll take our callers. With